Space press unavailable.
Hello, guys. This is Bobby Benton. Today is November 1st, 2017. I decided today, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you guys yesterday on my podcast, but I decided today I was going to do this tutorial on this player that I don't know if I am going to be able to keep this player, but I really like it because they're thinking about charging for extra features. The name of this player is called GOM, G-O-M, and you can get this player at www.nidnight.com, and you can also get this player at www.filehorse.com. Now, I don't know where the main website is, but my brother was talking about different options on the Mac, because VLC, Media Player, as we all know, that doesn't update that much. And plus, there's things you just can't do with VLC Media Player. Sorry about that. My screen reader, that was my mail notification. I am going to be using Speech Player and eSpeak Benjamin. But, you know, getting back to these players, GOM does so much, and it just totally blew me away when my brother had it on the Mac side, and, you know, he showed it to me. And I'm not going to ramble on too much. We're going to dive into it. One thing it could do is it captures and records audio, but it doesn't, you can't do it in 2 seconds. You have to play the whole file in order to get it recorded. And there's no interruption from your screen reader, no interruption from system sounds, none of that. Now that I told you that, we're going to dig deep into it. We're going to open it up and
desktop list, cock-free MP3 recorder 21 of 25.
I'm using cock to record this.
G, Google Chrome 10 of 20. G, GOM Player 15 of 25.
I am going to open this up and you're going to notice something.
G player, GX window.
Now, it said GOX window. G or GX window. I don't know what it said, but this program only works with your applications key. I'm going to hit the Alt key, and I'm going to demonstrate everything here. So just to break it down into sections here, I'm going to demonstrate all this. I'm going to hit the Alt key.
System submenu space.
You go into your Windows system, so we don't want that.
GOM player, GX window.
Let's do the Tab key. Nothing. Okay, we did the Alt key, we did the Tab key. Let's try review.
Screen review, blank.
I'm going to do the NVDA screen review. We're demonstrating this. It is very accessible. You will see, but I'm demonstrating this because I don't want anyone to say, ooh, it's not accessible. Well,
top, blank, bottom, bottom, blank.
Okay, I'm using Benjamin, just to let you know. Produced and made by Jake Gross, and I think of the ideas, and he goes with them. But anyway, we did all that. Now, the final thing, we're going to get into the program. We opened the program. I demonstrated ways to demonstrate the ways that you can use it. You can't use it any other way, but applications key. Now, we're going to dive in here, and we're going to go to the applications key.
Context menu.
Okay, we're going to do the context menu.
Exit Alt plus F4 E33.
Exit. That's Alt F4.
Playback 360 degrees video submenu key.
Now, this is for videos. We're going to ignore some of this because these are for videos.
Check for updates C29 of
33. There's a check for updates.
About GOM player. F1
A20 About GOM player. That's to tell the version number.
Playback info. Control plus F1
Playback info.
Playlist, FXP 26
playlist. You can create a playlist with it.
Control panel, F7 C25
control panel. Now, I'm going to open up the control panel. Not the control panel in Windows. This is the one in GOM player. and I'm going to open the control panel up, and you're going to see that it is not accessible. That one, there's like nothing in it. It doesn't read at all. So I just opened it up, and what do you get? Tab, Alt, up, down, nothing.
Hardware acceleration submenu.
Hardware acceleration, that we can ignore.
Preferences, F5P.
Preferences. Let's look in the preferences, actually.
Preferences dialog, close button.
Okay.
Reset button, backup preferences button, DX window. Dialog, audio property page, audio tab allows you to set audio output device, equalizer and normalizer, 60, 170, 310, 600, 1K, 3K, 6K, 12K, 15K, 16K, output device setting, grouping, output, combo box speakers, Realtek high definition audio collapsed.
Now we're going to demonstrate this. This is the Realtek.
Default direct sound device.
Default direct sound.
Default wave out device.
Default to wave out.
Direct sound, speakers,
direct sound,
direct sound, speakers, speakers, Logitech wire, direct sound, speakers, Logitech wireless headset, speakers, Logitech wireless head.
Okay, now we're gonna go back to Realtek, we're gonna leave it at that.
Direct, default, speakers, Realtek high, system default set, speakers, Realtek high definition audio.
Okay, let's get out of here, let's hit escape.
DOM player.
Yep, we're gonna get out of here and, now we're out of there, and we're gonna hit the
notification from me.
These notifications are really annoying me here. I should have turned them off before the tutorial, but I have the recorder window open, and I am recording with my brand new recording setup that I talked about yesterday. We're gonna hit the applications key again.
Context menu.
Okay.
Exit out plus F4E33.
Is exit.
Playback. Check about GOM player. Playback
about info. GOM.
Control plus F4 playlist. FXP
playlist.
Sub. Control panel.
Control panel. That does nothing. We already discussed the control panel.
Hardware acceleration.
Hardware acceleration.
Preferences. F5P23.
Preferences. The preferences dialog is pretty accessible. This program does have an equalizer with bass and treble and all that. But, yeah.
Full screen. Stretched control
full
plus
screen.
Enter F-Web full screen. Keep ratio enter F-20 on 33.
Keep ratio.
Options submenu O. Skins K submenu S.
There's skins.
Window side submenu W. Pan and scan submenu P.
There's pan and scan.
Aspect ratio submenu A. Accessibility submenu A.
Accessibility. I'm not going to touch that because everything is set up the way I want it and it doesn't read that well, that one.
Filter submenu F.
There's a filter menu.
Audio submenu A.
Audio! Yes, this is one thing I want to show you. I desperately want to show you this because this, you could capture a stream. But the thing is, when you're capturing, it doesn't extract. Extracting and capturing are two different things. To capture, you have to wait for the whole song or the whatever you're doing to finish. I don't recommend that unless you have hours and hours to sit there and do YouTube temp to wave or whatever. And I'm gonna get into the audio settings to
filter submenu, audio sub, video submenu, audio submenu A.
I'm gonna get into audio.
Volume down, down V1 of 22.
Volume down. That's down arrow.
Volume up, up V2 of 22.
Up arrow.
Mute on slash off MM3 of 22.
Mute.
Advanced audio capture. Shift plus GA5 of 22. Open a capture folder. Open advanced audio capture. Shift
now,
plus GA5
I want to go right here. Right here is what I was talking about. There's a lot to this program, so it is 90 megabytes, just to let you know.
Mute advanced audio capture. Shift plus GA5 of 22.
Wait.
Mute advanced audio capture. Shift plus GA5 of 22.
Shift. G is advanced, so if you want to, you know, capture something that you're listening to, or, and I think, don't get me wrong, this will be very exciting to Jake Gross. I don't think it's true, so please do not quote me on this. It looks like it has support for MIDI, or the screen reader could be saying MINI. I don't know, so.
Open a cap, advanced audio capture, shift plus G.
Okay, we're going to open it up.
Advanced audio capture dialog. Choose the directory for saving files. C. Users Vint Music 1255 file name. Sample rate. Sample rate. Sample slash sec.
Now, I have mine, by the way, by default, this goes into C, users, Bobby, documents. So that's what this goes up to. I have mine set so that I can, it's defaulted to documents. So, the documents folder is the default, but I have mine set so it will go into my music. Now, we're going to tab.
Change directory button.
I could change my directory.
Open directory button.
Open directory.
Format. Combo box Windows Wave format. Star.web collapse.
Now, here's what I was talking about. There's a downside to this. You're going to have to use an external audio converter. Like me, Bobby Vinton, I use Switch Sound File Converter. And you can get Switch Sound File Converter with a key. I'm going to give you the website at www.blindhelp.net/multimedia/NCHsoftwares. And I recommend you get that because it has a serial and everything. So we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the options for this player. And I'm going to show you what you could record or rip it. Not rip, but, you know, capture audio.
Onboard is star.org. New notific.
Og.
Windows Wave format star.web.
And then that's all you get.
Onboard is star.org.
Og, Vorbis, star.og.
Windows Wave Format, star.web.
Windows Wave Format, star.wave. And they're going to go up arrow? Nothing else. So it's your job, if you're going to pursue this and use this program as your default, it's your job to convert to MP3. Now, this is a very, very good player. And I am going to tell you something. At some point down the road, I don't know when this is going to happen, they are going to start charging for the audio capture feature. It was on a blog I saw. I don't remember what blog it was, but, I think it might have been the GOM website blog or something, or, what was it? What's that site that, oh, After Dawn. After Dawn has some blogs on software as well. So, they might start charging because there are, programs in the GOM website that I don't have. There's one called GOM Audio, and there's one called, GOM Video Converter, but they are paid. Now we're gonna hit escape out of this.
Windows Wave Format, GOM Player.
And, once again, we're going to hit the Applications key.
Context menu, exit, playback, check for audio, playback info, playlist, at control panel, hardware, accelerator preferences, full screen, options, submenu, options, case, window, side, sub-pan, and scan, aspect, rate, accessibility, filter, sub-audio, sub-menu, video, subtitles, playback, sub-DVD, control, favorites, declips, video,
wait, you know what? You could play DVDs with this.
Audio, sub-menu,
We're going to go back into the audio menu. I still want to show you more.
Volume down V1 of 22. Volume up V2 of 20. Newton slash off MM3. Advanced audio capture. Shift plus G8. Open a capture foe. Use equalizer shift. Set equalizer L. Some menu unavailable S.
There's an equalizer.
Normalizer shift plus N. Check 10 11 of 20. Decrease normalizer level control. Increase normalizer audio settings. Shift plus V8 15 of 20.
I want to go to audio settings because I want to show you some things. And here we go.
Preferences dialog. Close button. Reset button. Backup preferences button. GX window. Dialog audio property page audio tab allows you to set audio output device, equalizer and normalizer.
Okay.
170-300 output channel, combo box 2.0 stereo collapse.
You can adjust your output channel.
Original.
Original.
2.0 stereo.
I keep it on stereo. That's the default.
AC3 SPD output checkbox not checked.
AC3.
Equalizer grouping. Enable checkbox not checked.
We're going to enable this, but we're not going to keep it enabled, so...
Paste.
And I'm going to show you all the things we could do with this equalizer.
Slider 50.
There's a slider here.
Slider 50.
These don't read, so don't ask me what they are.
Slider 50.
There's another slider.
Slider 50.
Slider 50.
Slider 50.
Slider 50.
Slider 50.
Slider 50.
Slider 50. Preset button. Combo box default collapsed.
Okay, these are now, this is pretty accessible, and this gets really interesting. we have the default, but we're gonna leave everything alone. I'm just showing you all the stuff that it has.
Classical.
Classical, that's for listening to classical music.
Club.
Club.
Dance.
Dance.
Full bass.
Full bass. Okay, if you're listening to something, you can adjust the bass and the treble with this audio player. I've never seen an audio player that has this feature. At least, maybe I have, but I don't remember. But full bass.
Dance. Full bass. Full bass and treble.
Full bass and treble.
Full treble.
Full treble.
Laptop speakers.
Laptop speakers.
Large fall.
Large fall.
Live.
Live.
Party.
Party.
Pop.
Pop.
Reggae.
Reggae.
Rock.
Rock.
Ska.
Ska.
Soft.
Soft.
Soft rock.
Soft rock.
Techno.
Techno. And we're gonna put it back to the default.
Soft ska. Rock. Large. Classical. Default.
Now, this program has interesting features. This player, you can even listen to things in reverb if you want to. However, I don't remember how to do that. I'm just learning this player. I'm just gonna, you know, exit out of here.
GOM player.
Because I did not change anything, which is good. And, I don't think I did, at least. And, okay, what else can I show you? This program only works with your applications key. That is a warning that I'm going to give you. So if you're going to grab this program and check it out, maybe you want to share it with friends or whatever, this program. Now, I'm warning you, I did warn you about the charging of some features because they're thinking about charging for certain features in GOM Player. But if that happens, I am going to have to remove this player and use, there's another player that we might talk about called Pot Player, but we're not going to talk about that today. So let's go back in here, see what I can find to demonstrate for you next.
Context menu.
We're going to hit the applications key.
Exit Alt plus Playback 300. Check for updates. See about GOM Player. Playback info. Playlist. App control panel. Hardware acceleration. Sub menu H. Preferences. F5.
Preferences.
Full screen. Stretched. Full screen. Options. Sub menu. Skins. K. Sub menu S.
Let's go in the options menu,
options,
actually.
Options, submenu, O. Always on top, control plus A1 of 10.
Okay.
On top while playing, control plus
on top while 10. Playing.
Shut down once finished playing the current file control.
Oh, by the way,
PS4
this computer, I mean, this program can shut down your computer after playing, but I don't want to do that.
Shut down once finished playing files in playlist, control plus ZS5 of 10.
No.
Exit GOM player once finished playing the current file, control plus XC6
no.
of 10. Exit GOM player once finished, show program icon on the taskbar, check S9 of 10.
That, we'll leave that alone.
Play from the latest point, P10 of 10.
Play from the latest point, I do not have that checked because I don't like to listen to put, if I want to replay a file again, I don't like that because then I'll have to replay everything, so. And then I'll have to use my left arrow key to go back and forth.
Always on top, control plus A1
always
of 10.
On top.
On top while playing, shut down once, shut down once, exit GOM player, show program icon on the taskbar, check test 9 of 10.
Yeah, I can't tab, actually. That's not, that part isn't accessible. And we're going to escape again, and we're going to go into another section of the player, maybe. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Let me just see. What else is in here? I mean, it's a big, pretty big option program.
Options submenu O.
Nope.
GOM player.
I wanna.
Context menu.
Applications key again.
Exit Alt Playback 300. Check for update about GOM Playback info. Playlist. F8P20.
There's a playlist
control
again.
Panel. Hardware access. Preferences. F5P20.
Okay.
Full screen. Full screen. Options submenu O. Skins K submenu S.
There's skins. By the way, let me explain to you what a skin is. A skin is something that you can use as, like, you know, let's say you want a picture of a guitar, a picture of a piano, something like that.
Windows side submenu W.
Windows sign we.
Windows side submenu W. Pan and scan submenu P. Aspect ratio submenu A. Accessibility submenu A.
Okay.
Filter submenu F. Audio submenu A. Video submenu V. Audio filter submenu F.
Let's look in the filter menu. Let's look in here and see what's in here.
Advanced filter settings. Shift plus F1 of 1.
There's an advanced filter settings. I think this is where the stuff about reverb is.
Filter submenu F. Advanced filter settings. Shift plus F1 of 1.
Let me go in here and see what we have in here.
Preferences dialog. Close button. Reset button. Backup preferences. GX window. Dialog. Advanced settings property page. This tab lets you customize filter priority. Filter rendering method grouping. Default. Use the normal direct show rendering method. Radio button checked. Tab control. Advanced settings. Tab select.
Huh.
Disable. Close button. Reset button.
I'm just looking through these options here.
Backup preferences button. GX window. Dialog. Disable filters property page. This tab lets you disable filters you don't want GOM player to use. Disabled filters list grouping. Selected filters will be disabled list. FFD show audio decoder checkbox selected not checked description. Decoder stability is in question 1 of FFD show video decoder. Near audio decoder 2 checkbox. Near audio decoder.
Wait a minute. Did it say Nero? There's Nero options too in here.
FFD show video decoder checkbox checked selected description. Decoder near audio decoder 2 checkbox checked selected. Near digital audio decoder checkbox checked select.
Wait, it's...
My Steam checkbox checked selected description. Magic Steam checkbox checked. Direct bomb sub checkbox. DivX G400. MPC video decoder checkbox checked. Inter video audio decoder checked. Inter video video. ZM Steam checked. Microsoft DTV DVD. Main concept AC decoder checkbox. Main concept.
Hold on!
Main concept Tempend 2 video decoder. Main concept Adobe 2. Main concept Tempend clear checkbox. Main concept Tempend demultiplexer. Main concept. Cyberlink audio decoder PDVD 9 checkbox checked. Cyberlink on DVD audio decoder DivXAC decoder checkbox.
I'm just looking. I'm looking at all these options here before I talk again. There's so many
Cyberlink
of them.
Cyberlink demultiplex. Cyberlink audio decoder Q. Color space converter WMASF reader checkbox selected. AVI clear checkbox selected. Not VGA 16 SVE 2 media AC 3 parts. Stream buffer sync checkbox. MJPEG decompressor. MPEG Summit CC parts. VGA codec checkbox selected. Not checked description. Decoder stability is in question 66. MPEG 2 clear check. Closed captions analysis. SVE mapping. MPEG DV clear. WMASF writer checkbox. VGA surface file writer. Wave parser checkbox. MIDI part multi-file. Enhanced video renderer checkbox selected. Not checked. VGA MPEG. MPEG video decoder checkbox selected not checked GOM player.
Okay, yeah, I was just checking all the filter stuff out, but that's the whole filter menu. There's a lot in here. I mean, for a 90 meg player, I mean, look at all that we've done. This can even play YouTube.
New notification from mail, Melissa Wagner. Line.
This could even play YouTube files, and it could, but the only way, if you want to capture them with this player, just remember that the only way this could do this is if you go to Wave or Ogg Vorbis. So let me hit my applications key again.
Context map, exit out, playback 360 degrees videos, check for update seats about GOM player.
I'm going to look for the playback menu, because I wanted to show you where the reverb. I know I saw reverb in here somewhere.
Playback info. Control plus playlist. FHP playback info.
Wait,
Control
here's the playback info. Let me open this and see where the options are for the reverb. I know it's in here somewhere. I just don't know where. So.
About your playback info. Control plus F1P 27 of 33.
Here we go.
Playback info dialog. Copy to clipboard button. Close button. Tab control. Playback info tab select. Copy to clip. Close button. Copy to clipboard. Close button. Copy to clipboard button. Close button. GOM player.
Okay, that's not where it is.
Context menu.
Okay.
Exit out plus F4E30 for playback.
We go through the same menu again and,
Playlist. FA control panel. Hardware acceleration sub preferences. Full screen. Options sub menu. O. Skins K sub menu. Window side sub menu. No. Pan and scan sub. With skins K sub menu.
Maybe it's in skins. Wait. I don't know.
Less on 2016 greater check. GOM 2 directory G2 of 12. Less on 2016 greater. GOM Classic Light Directory C4 of 12. Classic Music Directory C5 of 12. Let's touch Kindred Prev Net Kick at Legio Classic Light Directory C4 of 12. Classic Music Directory C5 of 12.
Nope, not there. I'm looking. There's gotta be that option. I thought there was reverb in here somewhere. I don't.
Kins K sub menu S.
Unless it would be.
GOM Player.
I'm looking around. Context, I know menu. This program does.
Exit out. Playback. Check for updates. Playback 360 degrees. Video submenu P. Exit out. Check about your check. Playback 360. Check for updates. See about your amp. Playback.
I'm still looking around.
Control panel. Hardware accept preferences. Full screen. Full screen. Options submenu O. Skins case submenu. Window side sub. Pan and scans. Aspect ratio. Accessibility. Filter submenu A. Audio submenu A. Video submenu V. Subtitles sub. Vid audio submenu. Volume down down V1. Volume up. Muton slash off MF. Advanced audio capture. Open a capture fold. Use equalizer shift. Set equalizer L sub. Normalizer shift plus F. Decrease normalizer L. Increase normal audio settings. Shift plus PA 15 of 22.
I'll look in the audio settings. I don't know.
Preferences dialog. Close button. Reset button. Backup preferences button. GX window. Dialog. Audio property page. Audio tab allows you to set audio output device, equalizer and normalizer. Output channel. KC3SPD output checkbox not check. Equalizer group. Slider 50. Slider 50. Slider. Slider 50. Slide preset combo bar. 0 dB. Normalizer level. Slider boost checkbox checked. Limit max volume to tam control. Audio tam select close button. Reset button. Backup preference. GX window.
I'm still looking around.
Dialog.
Okay.
Output channel. KC3SPD output check. Equalizer group. Slider 50. Slider 50, 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 slider 50,
huh,
preset,
this is
combo
weird,
zero,
I can't find
level,
it.
Boost checkbox checked, limit max volume to 100%, checkbox checked.
Now, by the way, you want the equalizer to be limited to 100%.
New notification, TAM control, audio TAM selected, close button, reset button, backup preferences button, GX window. Dialog, audio property page, audio TAM allows you to set audio output device, equalizer and normalizer. Output channel, combo box, AC3SP default, equalizer grouping, enable checkbox checked, space. Normalizer grouping, enable checkbox checked, level, slider 70, boost checkbox checked, limit max volume, TAM control, audio TAM selected 1 of 2. Audio TAM select, audio effects TAM selected 2 of 2.
Oh, here we go, I think I found it, okay.
Close button, reset button, backup preferences button, GX window. Dialog, audio effects property page. This tab lets you apply vocal filter, reverb, and 3D stereo audio effects. These effects are designed for systems with a stereo configuration. Cut radio button checked. Isolate radio button checked. Cut radio, disable radio button checked. Reverb effect grouping. Enable reverb checkbox not checked.
Enable reverb checkbox not checked. This is what I wanted. Sorry that I wasn't talking, guys, but I want to show you. It is in the audio settings. You just have to dig a little deep in there.
Voice filter grouping. Disable radio button checked.
Voice filter disabled. We want to keep everything alone.
Cut radio button checked. Isolate radio button checked. Cut radio. Disable radio. Reverb effect grouping. Enable reverb checkbox not checked.
Okay. That is where I wanted to show you.
GOM player.
Okay, and hopefully I covered most of the bases of the program. I'm going to double check, and if there's any more I should cover, I will do that right now.
Context menu.
We're going to...
Open file S. Open sub menu. Close F for another. Favorite sub. DVD control. Playback sub menu. Subtitle sub menu. A. Video sub menu. V.
There's a video menu.
Audio sub menu. A.
Audio.
Filter sub menu. A.
Filter.
Accessibility sub menu. A.
Accessibility.
Aspect ratio sub menu. A. Pan and scan sub menu. Window side sub menu. Dub. Skins K sub menu. S.
Since skins. We don't need skins.
Options sub menu. O.
Options.
Full screen. Keep ratio.
Full screen.
Full screen. Stretched control.
None of that.
Preferences. F5P20. Hardware acceleration sub menu. H.
We don't need the hardware acceleration. That's your, if you have a Realtek or an external sound card. Oh, by the way, you could do a lot with this. You can even play your, you can even use this player with a separate sound card too, if you wanted to. That's another really cool feature. As long as most of these features stay free, or as long as this whole player's free, I think I'm gonna hold on to it. But, you know, as I said, there's another player that I played with over at my brother's house called Pot Player. And since I did this long demonstration of GOM Player, which is called GOM, I am going to give you my email address. But before I do that, I'm going to tell you that GOM Player plays every single format you can imagine. And I'm going to be naming the files, too. It plays OGG, MP3, WAV, FLAC, possibly MIDI. So MP3, WAV, FLAC, OGG Vorbis, MIDI, RM, Real Media,
New notification from mail.
MP4, AVI, you name it. So if you have any problems playing a file, if you just want to play something, you can use that, or, you know, another option, you can always use VLC, but VLC is kind of, you can't really capture audio with it as far as I know, like you can with this. And as I said, you know, there are limitations to what you can capture with this player, what formats you can capture in. So you have to do the work yourself. You have to copy, I mean, convert to MP3. And after having said all that, this is the end of another Bobby Vinton tutorial. I am going to be leaving the podcast land for now. But before I do that, I am going to be giving you my email address, my brand new email address, which is vinton.bobby5277@gmail.com. That is vinton.bobby5277@gmail.com. And my Skype name is the same, vinton.bobby5277@gmail.com. Actually, you could find me on Skype. I think my new Skype name is just vinton.bobby. I will be seeing you soon, and I will see you in the next recording, so peace out. Bye!
Desktop list. Shutdown window. Desktop list. System. NVIDIA. Cock. Free MP3 recorder. Context. Open. Exit. Open. Cock. Exit.